About today.
I can make several questions today.
Okay. Sure.
The question is, а как вас зовут, Матаджи? Матаджи has a question. If one does not accept the authority of saintly scriptures, then how should we explain to him that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead? What is the way?
Well, then you won't necessarily be able to explain unless they're going to accept your authority. But first we try to convince people so that they understand that God is a person. And then if they accept that God is a person, then we can try to show them that the person who most fits the qualification of God is Krishna. What authority will someone accept? So if they accept what you're saying, then they should accept scripture. But anyway, if they don't accept scripture, then at least you can get them to accept God as a person. And that we do by logic and reason. And then by association and further purification, someone will gradually come to accept scriptures. But without accepting authority, then it's difficult to present to someone the reason why Krishna should be the Supreme Lord. So when Arjuna is giving the reason, then he says, Asita, Devala, Narada, Vyas, he gives the spiritual authorities, they accept Krishna as God. So it's on the authority of someone else, or having faith in someone else or something else, that people will accept that. And if they're not ready for that, then we offer them those things that will gradually help purify them so that they do accept authority.
Of what you have just told, I understand that if we speak to our relatives or friends, we should just preach to them or talk to them according to the common sense, and just to preach our lifestyle, to explain them according to the logic and reason that I live like this because so and so. Is it right?
Yes. Find some common ground of agreement where you can agree. So there, that's what preaching is. Preaching is that you have some kind of common ground, and then you move forward on that. And you can go just like walking upstairs, then you go up from one step to the next. But the basis is that people have to be inquisitive. They have to want to go forward. If they don't want to go forward, then you can't force anything on them. And especially with family members, sometimes the only thing that you can move forward on is just the personal relationship, just that they like you. So anyway, do we have anything further on that point?
Another question. From one senior devotee, is that Lord Sankarsana, he creates diversity in the world, and Lord Mahavishnu, he creates marginal Shakti or marginal energy. Could you comment on this, please?
You want to comment on this? It seems like the question is, does the soul come from Mahavishnu, or does it come from the spiritual world?
Who exactly creates this marginal energy?
Well, the marginal energy is eternal. I don't think there's a question of it being created at any time. Yeah, it's in the in Brahma Samhita, it's described how the living entities are manifest through the glance of Mahavishnu. The living entities are the Tathashta Shakti. That's how they enter into this creation. However, there's a region, a Tathasta region also, from which, in which living entities also reside. Does that answer the question?
Is my understanding proper that marginal energy resides in Mahavishnu and they are manifested, living entities are manifested from Mahavishnu? Is my understanding correct?
No.
Yes.
The living entities who are destined to enter again into the universe manifest through the glance of Mahavishnu. They come into the material world through the glance of Mahavishnu. The Tatastha Shakti is the Krishna's potency. But those living entities, Tatastha means jiva. Those jivas or those living entities who don't go back to Godhead, they continue to re-enter the creation through Mahavishnu, having entered into his body at the time of annihilation. At the time of the annihilation of the universe, the living entities enter into Mahavishnu's body, they reside in the body of Mahavishnu, and then at the time of creation, when universes are created again, then they come out of Mahavishnu's body. But the jivas continue to exist. They are eternal. They're existent. But they sleep in the body of Mahavishnu between annihilation and creation. Is that okay? Okay. What other questions do we have?
It says in Bhagavad Gita that a devotee who preaches is most dear to him, and preaching is the best service. But sometimes devotees are not able to preach because of some reasons. Should we be eager to preach despite of any reason? And what kind of preaching is pleasing to Krishna? For example, you already told that we are better not to preach to our family members. So what is the best way to preach?
You can preach to your family members if they're willing to listen to you. Anyone who's willing to listen to you, then you should preach to them. But sometimes family members are the least receptive, but if they're receptive, then by all means we should preach to them. So, but we should, we should always have the desire to preach. And even if we don't have the opportunity to preach as others do, then we can preach to each other. We can talk to our children. We can preach even to ourselves, if nothing else. So preaching means glorifying Krishna to others. So anybody, whoever is there to listen, we should glorify them. So Lord Chaitanya says, Amar Agya Guru Hamatai Desh. He says that save your own country. And Prabhupada would say that that may mean just your family. If we have the desire, then the opportunity will come.
The Vallabha Mataji, mother of Madhuri. Her question is, when we are very much pressed, also pressed by sufferings, we may lose our faith. So what should we do not to let our faith decrease? And how to remember that all these sufferings are auspicious, beneficial?
We need to cultivate our faith when we're not suffering. That's when we start. In other words, we build up our faith and determination for Krishna consciousness by good Krishna conscious practices. And if and when some reverses or difficulties come, then we will have like a bank balance of faith that will see us through those difficulties. Otherwise, of course, whatever circumstance we find ourselves in, good association, lots of chanting, japa, spiritual practices, they will actually give us the spiritual strength to get through difficulties. And especially devotee association, good friends, in a time of need, they're the ones who give us actually support and strength to get through difficulties. But like with anything, one needs to have strength. If you want to lift up a weight, then you have to have a certain strength. If you want to solve a problem, then you need to have intellectual strength. Similarly, if we want to get through the problems of material life, we need spiritual strength. And that will come from our basic spiritual practices and good association. And Kunti Devi, she prays for difficulties because at that time she becomes more dependent on Krishna. So she says, it's good that all these difficulties come because then I'm forced to depend on you. So we need to be spiritually strong like Kunti Devi, and then we'll be able to face all kinds of difficulties. Anything more on that? Anyway, and we need to have that faith that Krishna will help us in all circumstances. Is there any news from Radhe on the books? Said that she was going to give a little report, some kind of verbal report. Jai Radhe was going to give some kind of report on the books, book sales and book production.
Since November up to January, there was very little sales volume. Reported only for January and February. Anxiety 110, Bhakti Chintamani 170.
That's nice. Where were these books sold? At the temples or?
Those devotees who edit and print our books, this publishing house, Philosophical Book.
Yeah.
Those devotees sell our books in different places, in the temple, in festivals, and in other yatras.
Sounds good.
One devotee is asking a question. She's Sattvarupa's Goswami's disciple, and she's asking whether Niranjana Swami is at your community now.
He's in Budapest. He's in Budapest, and he'll be there until Friday, and then I think he's going to Ukraine.
So why I'm asking this question now, because this Mataji has some deep philosophical question that she discussed previously with Goswami Maharaj, with Bhaktivedanta Goswami, and now she has written a long letter to Niranjan Swami, but she doesn't know his address, and where should she address that letter? She's asking you now how to convey this letter to Niranjan Swami.
I guess so. Or she can. He has a secretary though, doesn't he? Anyway, you can send it to me. It's fine.
Letter, and she could email this letter to you, but in fact she doesn't even know your address.
She can just send it on Skype.
Пошлите по Скайпу, да.
Хорошо, спасибо большое.
Maybe this question sounds unusual, but the question is, what is the ultimate goal of our practice? How to keep this goal in our mind properly, appropriately? The point is, devotees sometimes absorb in Vaidhi Bhakti, but forget the ultimate goal. So how to perform this process appropriately so that we should not forget the ultimate goal of our practice.
Yes, Shiloh.
I'm asking this question that recently we celebrated Ahindra Prabhu Appearance Day, and there was a quotation from his class where he told that if a devotee always performs only Vaidhi Bhakti and forgets about the Raganuga Bhakti, if one forgets that our goal is Raganuga Bhakti, then such a devotee will go back to Vaikuntha and not to Goloka. And since that, devotees have started to understand, to try to investigate how to remember this ultimate goal, Raganuga Bhakti. And everybody started to discuss this matter now.
Well, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's stated that if one practices Vaidhi Bhakti, then one goes to Vaikuntha, and if one practices spontaneous devotional service, then only that way one can go to Goloka. Our goal of Krishna consciousness is to ultimately develop spontaneous loving service. And that goal should be very clear in our minds, and it can be kept clear by reading transcendental literature. When you read Srimad Bhagavatam, then you remember that you want to go back to Godhead and you want to serve Krishna like the cowherd boys or the gopis of Mother Yashoda. And aside from regularly hearing, one doesn't really need to do anything. You have to know the science of devotion, and then you have to chant Hare Krishna without offense. If you chant Hare Krishna offenselessly by regularly reading Srila Prabhupada's books, then you will develop spontaneous devotional service. It will come naturally. If you try to cultivate it artificially, then you will just have problems in spiritual life. So we should be clear about what regulated devotional service is. There's two kinds of regulated devotional service. One type of regulated devotional service are what the worshippers of Lord Narayan, Lord Vishnu, and other incarnations of the Lord follow. That's like the followers of Ramanujacharya. They follow regulated devotional service. And their destination is Vaikuntha. That's where they want to go. Then there's another type of regulated devotional service. And that's the regulated devotional service that Srila Prabhupada gave us and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave devotees to purify their hearts, which is based on Nam Sankirtan, but being very clearly aware of the purpose of that Nam Sankirtan, which is to actually awaken spontaneous attachment. And that regulated devotional service will lead to spontaneous devotional service as the heart becomes purified. It won't lead to Vaikuntha. Regulated devotional service following Lord Chaitanya's teachings leads us to Goloka. In other words, it awakens spontaneous devotional service naturally. The whole idea of spontaneous service is that it's natural. As soon as you try to regulate it, then it's no longer natural. So our regulated devotional service is to strictly follow the regulative principles, but if you regularly hear and chant, and if you hear about the inhabitants of Vrindavan, then you will develop a desire to go there. If you try to do something artificial to waken it up, then that has nothing to do with spontaneous service. That's why we're also writing these books, Krishna and Vrindavan, so people can become inspired by also going to Vrindavan. And that's part of the theme of Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani, isn't it? Isn't that what it's about? But if you make a big thing about it, then you lose it. Anyone have any questions about that? We're sort of coming to the end of our time. Is that all right, Jairade?
Is very thankful for your answer to her question. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. Also here, now we're just about to print a second edition of Venu Gita, both English and Hungarian. I think it's coming out in a few weeks. Also, did Jai Rade get in touch with Manoram Prabhu about this copyright issue?
About this second edition, is this a new book or just the second edition of the same book?
No, it's just Venu Gita, just a reprint of Venu Gita. No, no change. There was no change. No, we didn't have time to change. But so many people ask for it and keep asking for it that I think they're only printing 500 of each. Let's see another date when we're going to talk.
I wanted to tell about her donation.
Uh-huh.
Anna Paslava Mukara has sent a donation to you, and the number of the banking bill is 881.
8819 is, what's that number? I don't understand.
April.
But it's been sent through the regular bank account?
Yes.
The regular bank account that Jai Radhe and Shapagat and others know. Okay, I'm not sure what this 8819 number is, but what's her name? What's her Karmi name? That will be easier. Anyway, thank you very much. That will be very helpful.
Has some comments about sending money. She says that would be much easier, that they could send money not to a legal entity, but as individual entity.
I don't have a bank account. We just have ISKCON bank account. All right, in the future, if it's necessary, but I mean, bank account's a bank account, it shouldn't be too much more difficult. All right. And then you'll send me the information, right?
Easier to send on the individual bank account rather than to a legal body bank account, because there is much less percentage that they charge for transferring money.
I understand. Okay, what you need to do then is just send me some kind of text message, and I'll look into someone with a reliable bank account. The only problem is that if you start sending large amounts of money to an individual bank account, then he has to explain that to his tax people. Alright, anyway, smaller amounts are not a problem, it's just that larger amounts are, and that becomes a problem for people. Okay, so... Alright, anyway, we'll see to make another arrangement. So how about next Monday I'm somewhere, say around 5 o'clock next Monday.
Yes, we agree.
Okay.